Like most educated middle-class young men, Confucius pursued a career as an administrator, and it was in this role that he developed his ideas about the organization of government. Seeing firsthand the relationships between the ruler and his minister and subjects, and keenly aware of the fragility of the political situation of the time, he set about formulating a framework that would enable rulers to govern justly, based on his own system of moral philosophy. Hello, I'm Iseliana Lindberg. Welcome back for another episode of the Politics Podcast, fresh out of the politics book from Dueling Kindersley. Confucius's moral standpoint was firmly rooted in Chinese convention and had at its heart the traditional virtues of loyalty, duty, and respect. These values were personified in the Junzi, the gentleman or superior man, whose virtue would act as an example to others. Every member of society would be encouraged to aspire to the Junzi's virtues. In Confucius's view, human nature is not perfect, but it is capable of being changed by the example of sincere virtue. Similarly, society can be transformed by the example of fair and benevolent government. The notion of reciprocity, the idea that just and generous treatment would be met with a just and generous response, underpins Confucius's moral philosophy, and it is also a cornerstone of his political thinking. For society to be good, its ruler must be the embodiment of the virtues he wishes to see in his subjects. In turn, the people will be inspired through loyalty and respect to emulate those virtues. In the collection of his teachings and sayings known as the Analects, Confucius advises, "If your desire is for good, the people will be good." The moral character of the ruler is the wind. The moral character of those beneath him is the grass. When the wind blows, the grass bends. In order for this idea to work effectively, however, a new structure for society had to be established, creating a hierarchy that took account of the new meritocratic administrative class while respecting the traditional rule of the noble families. In his proposal for how this might be achieved, Confucius again relied very much on traditional values, modeling society on relationships within the family. For Confucius, the benevolence of the sovereign and the loyalty of his subject mirror the loving father and obedient son relationship, a relationship considered by the Chinese to be the utmost importance. Confucius considers that there are five constant relationships: sovereign subject, father son, husband wife, elder brother, younger brother, and friend friend. In these relationships, he emphasizes not only the rank of each person according to generation, age, and gender, but the fact that there are duties on both sides and that the responsibility of the superior to the inferior in any relationship is just as important as that of junior to the senior. Extending these relationships to a wider society, their reciprocal rights and responsibilities gave society its cohesion, creating an atmosphere of loyalty and respect from each other, social stratum towards the next. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Iseliana Lindberg. If you want more updates about my podcast, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Izzy_Burke. This podcast is now available at many platforms and will be available on iTunes and Apple Podcasts soon. If you want to send me some message, go ahead and click the link there at the description. anchor.fm/izzy-burke/message. Hope to see you again next Saturday. Good day.